Bay Mobile. There, Bob. He loses it for life, Mobile.
How are you feeling? Are you back to normal?
Almost back to regular. It's been 40 years since I've been normal.
Bad choice of words, but anyway, glad you're back to regular anyway. Maybe pretty soon you'll be up to mid-grade or premium.
A little bit of this pneumonia crap, but I'm finally over the antibiotics, and that's half the battle.
What are you up to this morning? You going down for testing or something? To Phil's W4 and GU to pick up a 5-element 6-meter beam. Starting to get parts together for my winter project.
Get a station up down here.
Again?
I'm going to be getting a station up and running down here.
Project to do for sure. So, set it all up, hook it all up, get some antennas in the air and have at it.
Just revving up and looking forward to Cisco.
Away, a little more than a month away, not much, but it's getting close, that's for sure.
Something doesn't happen with this crazy COVID crap and messes up again.
And let me get out from underneath this light, Tom.
Right. Still here, but I'm also in the fringes, so it may be my radio.
Traffic light here, it always. Now, SETCO is 100% definitely going to be happening. Even if 80% of the team members decided not to go, we got enough. We can do it with 3 or 4 people, so it's going to happen. I can guarantee you that. I've had lengthy discussions with Dave about it.
Boys, you know, we'll be there early again this year. So if you need extra hands, all you got to do is you.
All righty. What day are y'all coming in? Yeah, I'm going to get there Wednesday. I'll probably get there before I can even check in, but I've got a little bit of shopping to do. I got some stuff I need to pick up before I actually get into my room, and then I'll get there and get into my room as soon as I can and get my room set up, get all the prizes inside my room, and just kind of start to organize a little bit.
The KN4 LBO's first set go, so she's excited, and I'm excited for her.
Good. I'm looking forward to boot camp. I got a presentation to do on boot camp, and I'll be pretty busy Saturday. Also, a bunch of the early bird folks are coming into town that weekend, and there's a ham fest that same day as SETCO, so it should be a good weekend.
What is the plan for a ham fest during SETCO?
And coordinated. I think it was that's just the way it happened. And the early bird people were trying to decide whether they wanted to go to Pigeon Forge or to Shelby Ham Fest. And they took a vote in Pigeon Forge it was. So, Tom, I got to take a quick little standby here. I'm at the ATM. Just give me a minute. I'll be right back. ND7J.
Go again, KZ for him.
7J, I'm back.
If I could tempt Sharon into the conversation there, but she may not have a radio on this morning.
Or maybe she'd pop in there.
Today, too. She's on her way to North Pleasantburg. Woohoo!
They did a little, started a job that I'm working on. I'm building some new railings for a guy and some new steps on his deck for him. So I got two of the three big railings done. I got one more I'm going to actually go do tomorrow. And then Monday I'll start on the stairs. I'm going to tear apart them stairs and get them off and get my stringers laid out and cut, I hope. And once I get that done, it's a little bit of an oddball deal because he wants one step about 6 inches wider than the rest of the steps. So I got to figure out how to cut a stringer to accommodate that.
Has he got some kind of gap he's having to cover up?
that come down the porch off the deck down to the ground, and he wants the first four steps, or he's got nine steps, excuse me. So he wants the first four steps like 14 inches wide, and then the fifth step like 20 inches wide, and then the rest of them 14 inches wide. I just cut myself a nine-step stringer that are all 14 inches, and then I'm going to cut the stringer in half and extend it with some 2x6 to at that fifth step, which will make that fifth step, I'll be able to make that fifth step as wide as I want, and then continue on with the 14-inch steps. Not sure if that's going to work or not. I got to talk to Porterfield.
Porterfield, the brainchild behind this?
A licensed contractor, builder, and I think he will have some suggestions as to how to do that without building a landing, you know.
Well, now Sharon's place is not very far at all from it, from Jim's house.
I phone just about every day, one time or another, so I'll catch up with him probably later today and seek his advice.
I went by his house on the way in this morning, and I didn't. I decided to just come on over to 25 and run it up.
I had the meeting Thursday, and I should have brought it up then, but I forgot about it.
I'm going to make it Thursday. I finally got out off for it Monday, and we've had a busy week trying to get things done, and I don't have all my strength left.
He's still under the weather and that sort of thing, so it was a nice meeting. We had like 15 or 16 people there, and it was a nice informal meeting, and we had a little discussion beers and that kind of thing. So next month I'm going to announce, not a secret, but bring your best QSL card, and we'll have a little powwow about QSL cards and who's got the best one.
I had to go home and dig through my box.
By the way, I'm getting into a little scratchy area, so I might get a little scratchy for a few minutes, and then it'll improve.
Scratchy right now, but you're definitely legible.
Yeah, there's one spot here on 26 that gets me a little bit goofy.
I'm trying to keep an eye out for tower. I need to get a tower set up down here.
I saw one the other day, but it was way overpriced. And I saw, every now and then I run upon one, you know, and if I do, I'll let you know. Matt, Big Matt's trying to find a tower, too.
So, I guess, yeah, he's got an opening in the canopy, I guess, to get one up at his house.
Problem is, he's got power lines all over the place, and I don't remember if it's AM or an FM radio station about a half a mile from his house.
Forgotten about the radio station, but yeah, I was thinking about the power lines and the big tree in the backyard. I wasn't sure exactly how much space he had there, but unfortunately, down in her house, we've got thousands of trees. They're just way too far away from the house, so need that tower out there right beside the house to get something up there.
You probably would be happier with a tower anyway. You get some more, you know, you can direct your signal a little better. But N4IQ has proven that you can do all this with wires and do very well at it.
I just don't have the expertise that N4IQ does. And, you know, anywhere I run, I'm going to have at least a 300-foot feed line.
I don't have the expertise that Bill has. He's a pretty sharp guy.
I've got some really good-sized creeks. I would love to put some wires up in, but, you know, I keep running into that. That's a long feed line. I'll be all right on the, you know, maybe in the 80-meter range, but, you know, you start getting up to the higher bands, and I won't have too much of a loss.
Not going to suffer that much. Got it up to me. My feed lines are like from the antenna down the tower and over to the shack are like over 200 feet.
What I plan on doing in the fall, I'm going to at least put the Wyndham up and run the feed line to it because I've got the everything to do it. We don't know exactly what the result's going to be until I put it up and try it.
Those actually work pretty doggone good. That was my first antenna, and I actually put two of them up, like Bill suggested, and it worked very, very well. They complemented each other.
Loved mine, working mine barefoot. I can't say a thing about the performance of it.
Of the Wyndhams. We put some verticals up at Nancy Mountain, 40 meter and 80 meter ground plane verticals, and with elevated radials, and those work very, very well. And as a matter of fact, my 80 meter ground plane today works with an 80 meter FP8.
Into the repeater today before I launch into a long tirade. Let me know I'm doing okay.
He's a little scratchy this morning, but yes, we've got you loud and clear.
Same for Kevin. And down here in Greenwood, but him, Bill will chime in too. He's a very knowledgeable fellow. And I talk a lot about things in the contest world, but wanted to make a comment. You talked about 300 feet of feed line and how it's just too much. It sounds quite correct to me, so I just went online to a calculator. Here I'm running 300 feet of LMR 400. Even 10 megahertz, and I was off about 50 feet off. So yeah, that's quite a bit, but you get a decent antenna up. The trees that are 300 feet away,
if that was you or me, but you started off good and ended up being washed out by the white noise. I think I get the gist of what you're saying, and that's pretty much what Bob was telling me there.
Hey, guys.
Hit him at first, but he got grounded out at the end.
He said, what was he saying?
Talking about having the long feed line and using the LMR 400 and really wouldn't experience that much. And that's pretty much what you were saying.
Water, as you probably know, in LMR 400, I just think that's really good. So you got to get the super flex, the flexible stuff. But LMR 400 is a good flex.
Yeah. Now, you get down in that area sometime, give me a yell. I'd like to get your input on what you do if you had access to the property antenna-wise. I've been trying to get a couple of people to come down. Gary actually did me a study. He put it in and mapped everything. And so far, what I'm seeing, I'm pretty good anywhere I go.
Here a little bit, Tom. It'll get better here in a few miles. That's pretty rough right now.
If you ever make a trip down to see Jim, give me a heads up. We'll get you to come by and I'll pick your brain.
Actually, we're talking about getting together a little project on some controllers to modify some controllers. So we're going to probably do that.
Jim's email about that. That sounds interesting. I've got your controller and everything set up because that project went aside and I'm still looking for a tower.
Controller for the AM4s, AM5s, all those. Hygiene, I think, is the brand name. I've got a spare one that I would like to convert. Because basically, once you convert it, it pretty much turns it into something very similar to a green heron, which I have on my main tower. spot. I'd like to have a little bit of remote control on my 6-meter tower, so when I'm traveling, I can turn my antenna.
Yeah, that's another thing I'd like to do. I'd like to get 6 meters up, but, you know, until I can get a new radio, my radio doesn't do 6 meters, so I'm just kind of stuck there. So, you know, it's all going to come together eventually.
Wait, 6 meters. The only thing disappointing about 6 meters is it lasts a couple of months, and that's it. So you spend a lot of time and money to get antennas up in the air, and you can only use them. So now my tower and all that stuff sitting back there is basically going to just be sitting there. There might be an old thing in late December, early January, but it'll be sitting there, you know, all the way until next year again. So I'm actually thinking about maybe pulling my stack down and putting my C-31 up there just for the heck of it and play with that, or the Step IR up there and just play with that for the off season.
Yeah, I've definitely been missing the contests and some of the DX. I actually think I prefer the contesting better than I do the DX. But, you know, you're going to laugh. What I miss the most right now with not having an operating station is I miss playing with the Jericho net.
Because I check into the early bird net every morning. I might miss one here and there, but generally speaking, every morning I have so for probably the past 6-7 years. So I do enjoy checking in with them in the morning and hearing all the guys.
Well, you know, I started out hard and heavy trying to get the awards, and after a couple of years, you get to know everybody, and you know, you're restricted to a very small sliver of the bandwidth, and you know, it's a challenge, and you get to know everybody, so I really enjoy it. So I'll be looking forward to the getting something back up in the fall when 80 meters opens back up again, and we can actually get it going.
Open, 40 meters is open, 17 meters has been really open. There's been some 20-meter openings. I worked Iran and Iraq both the other day, last week. I worked Jordan the other day. I've added a few new ones for 2021. They're not necessarily new countries. All my new countries are going to be de-expeditions, unfortunately, so I'll have to wait to get new ones. But still trying to get the Philippines, and they were on the other day, so I'm hoping maybe I can snag a new country and get my numbers up a little bit. But they're clicking off one at a time now.
Here, I'll have to get the Wyndham up and get everything prepared, because see, I think they get started September 1st, I think, is when they get it ramped back up for the Jerathon net. But yeah, I'm going to have to venture out a little bit more and start playing with a couple other things, but I'd like to get the equipment set up in order to do it.
But you're pretty much covered 10 through 80, I believe. Am I correct?
And resonant across, all the way across the bands, and she'll put out on 162, but there's a whole lot of loss, so I've made a couple of contacts on 160, but not many.
30-something, 36 or something like that on 160 for DXCC, and I'm lacking about 30, give or take, on 6 meters, so I'm pretty close to 9-band DXCC. 60-meter invert valve, and I redid my
design. And for KRU has some hard line I need to go look at and see how much he's got, because I would actually be thinking about, you know, pulling it out and to an antenna switch, and that might also help with the long pulls. I could just pull it out and go different directions from the switch. So I just need to check and see how much he's got up there. He doesn't know.
Did you say hard line? I've been trying to figure out what to do with for a while. But we'll see. Steve, their KM4VNW, if you're going to call wrong, he
sign. All I heard was Steve.
BMW, BNW, Steve. He was coming to the meeting Thursday. Supposed to be bringing Patrick, and they never made it, so I don't know what happened to him.
Start looking up here and see if I can't find me some place to get some garbage. I mean, we drove a truck down for the convention in Florida, and then come back, got sick, and it's been sitting. So it's been sitting for about a month and a half. So is my truck. I don't. They neither one of them are like, oh, come on now, give us a break. Don't get us going again.
A Hummer down the road here. Tell you the truth, and. I'm looking for a new truck. I just not have found what I want for the money that I'm willing to spend. So, hang on. Phil's texting me. Can't respond on the text message, but no, I appreciate it. I got to stop at the ATM and get some cash. I stopped at the one ATM, but their machine was out of order, so I got to stop at the ATM, and I'm probably just going to do a drive-thru. And I've had plenty of coffee. I don't need no more coffee. To South Carolina, so I'm looking to get there probably about 8:30 or so, quarter to nine, maybe at the latest.
Sounds good, W4NGU. When you get about 2 miles away, hit me on 5.
I'm real close.
Mr. Phil,
KZ4M.
Hey, Tom, I'm cooking breakfast, so I'll keep listening to you guys. But good to hear you, man. You hadn't been on in a while, or maybe I just been on at the wrong time.
Hey, Connie, I didn't know Phil was cooking breakfast. I could have come the other way.
They got enough people for testing.
It's South Carolina on 26.
It's now turned on Whitehorse Road, so I'm not too far out. I may even skip breakfast this morning. I've got a full cup of coffee here to finish off, and I may just wait and grab some lunch when it's over.
Do breakfast or an early lunch. But I'm just pedaling down the road. Like I said, I'm baby in the Hummer these days until I get something new.
Looking at just for the price, there's nothing that's tripping my trigger.
This Hummer, I've put a lot of money into it, and I probably won't get rid of it, but I am going to need something new soon.
Same way, I think what I'm going to end up doing is switching the tag on my truck and putting a farm tag on it, because that's pretty much all I use it for anymore anyway, but at least I can still get it out some. But yeah, my primary vehicle definitely needs to be upgraded.
I seriously need to look for a vehicle and something, like I said. So I need a truck. I need a pickup truck. Or I want a pickup truck. I need to be able to pull around my little trailer and that sort of thing.
Roger. Well, I've been looking at the new Rangers. I almost bought one because, you know, it was closer in the price range, good fuel mileage, would still allow me to take a boat without having to hook up my big truck. But, you know, then we're going to have three trucks at the house. We look kind of odd.
Not small like a Ranger, a small truck like a Ranger. My trailer isn't huge, and I'm sure a Ranger with a V6 in it would do the job nicely.
The new Rangers have got force on the rim, but that turbo, I only drove several of them. Every one of them I've drove, I've actually really enjoyed it. I'm really surprised at the power.
What I need something that's going to pull a small trailer around, and I'm not really too concerned about gas mileage, but that's always a factor too.
Mr. Bob, you be careful out there motoring. I am in the area. I think I'm going to look
up here and see if I can't find maybe just a biscuit or something to have this morning. That way I can keep my belly happy until this thing's over with. So, good talking to you. You be careful out there motoring around. And we'll catch you a little bit later. Give me a call if you need me, sir. I'll be clear on your final. NC7J, Kilo Z4, Mike 73.
All right, Tom, you have a good one. Appreciate the ride along today. And I don't have too far to go. Have a good day. Good luck to all them testees. Hopefully we'll have some more hams on the radio here soon. NC7J Mobile.